area planning areas is excellent, but if it only addresses transportation, it's worthless. It must look at the entire package of infrastructure that's needed, not just transportation. Because if you solve, supposedly, the ability of a particular development to have the additional capacity for more cars, you've only brought in more cars, more people, and you haven't looked at the cumulative impact and the infrastructure that's needed in order to really sustain what's being proposed and approved. So that, and my request is that among those sub-area areas, you include the Route 1 corridor from Five Points right through Dewey Beach, because there is so much brewing in terms of the Route 1 corridor, including the dear old Western Parkway, that it needs to be looked at very carefully and very quickly. And actually, no monies on transportation should be spent until that's done. We've had it. We've really had it in the Route 1 corridor. Then the special development tax districts are not going to help us, because, again, that specific legislation, as I read it at least, and that's HB 311, the county is asking for it, is for transportation. If you're going to look at this kind of a situation, you must look, again, at the entire infrastructure. And what we need is a tool, and that's what you need, are tools that work for us, is the adequate public facilities ordinance that does require that every aspect of infrastructure is looked at. Because as I recall, your request was that you needed to be able to say, not now. And that's the kind of ordinance that will give you that authority and that ability, and it will be fair, and developers will work with it because they do it in other jurisdictions. And I do thank you for your time and your hard work, and I know that you have a hard task ahead of you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir, Mr. Justice.
My name is Ed Justice. I reside at 32099 Justice Farm Road in Sussex County. And I must say I'm proud to be a citizen of Sussex County right now. The dialogue that I've heard this evening is very productive, and I have an opportunity as president of the Delaware Farm Bureau to participate in Kent County and Newcastle County plan meetings, and I'm proud to be here tonight and represent the farmers of Sussex County and also the citizens of Sussex County. I'd like to point out some of the economic development element that's in the plan. I feel like Sussex County has done a good job bringing the entire plan together by hiring an outside consultant. I know in Kent County they did it in-house. They're still struggling to get the plan together with the outside consultant. I think it's been good for the citizens of Sussex County economically, and the plan is coming together, and we're ready to proceed forward with it. So I applaud that. In the economic development area, agriculture is alive and well here in Sussex County, has been and will continue to be. We're ranked 27th in the U.S. in market value, and that's out of approximately 2,300 counties in the U.S. So the economy is very strong here. We produce the most chickens of any county in the U.S., which I myself am a third-generation poultry grower. Our son is the fourth-generation poultry grower, and we want to continue with that process. So we feel like agriculture is alive and well. Sussex County, Delaware, I think is approximately 48% of the land mass here in Delaware, but at the same time, we produce 75% of the farm products. So agriculture is doing well here in the county. Some of the elements that are included in here are keeping agriculture viable, and I think that title just leads to a good sign in the future of Sussex County.